Since April, the Greenbelt Conservancy takes volunteers on regular evening walks through Staten Island Park to listen to frogs. The strength of the croaking helps researchers determine the prevalence of different species. WNYC's Anne-Marie Fertoli tagged along with the group last week for the final frog watch of the season.
It's half an hour after sunset, and we're in the middle of a city park on Staten Island. For 3 minutes, we silently listen for frogs.
Hey, what do we hear?
Green frogs at one.
Yes? Mm-hmm. Bullfrog, yeah. Shout out for the bullfrog.
The group rates the intensity of the call on a scale from 1 to 3. These were both ones, meaning we're hearing one call at a time. 6-year-old Theo Cockrell heard both of them.
That guy sounded like he was kind of barking.
What did it sound like? Can you mimic the sound? And what did the other one sound like?
A little different.
Theo's dad, John Cockrell, tells me his kid is really into this stuff.
Theo will talk about this for the next couple of weeks, mixed in with sharks.
Jessica Kratz with the Greenbelt Conservancy is leading the group. She says the ratings are important for spotting trends, like whether a species is in decline. For example, the gray tree frog was reintroduced about 2 miles from here in the 90s. The group heard that call earlier in the season, showing the reintroduction worked.
I think the things that caused a lot of the decline in the population since the 70s, you know, the habitat loss, the climate change, some of the pollution, I think things have leveled off and I think people are more mindful.
I still haven't really heard a frog this evening. It's hard. There are a lot of competing noises like those cicadas, and it takes practice. But we have one more stop, Loose Strife Swamp. We get there and start the 3-minute monitoring period. It's a green frog again, and we're actually hearing more than one. The intensity at this site is a 2, which means some calls are overlapping, and there's got to be more than one green frog out there.
Think of it as an elaborate game of Marco Polo.
And with that, the group wraps up another season of Frog Watch. Anne-Marie Fertoli, WNYC News.